So we have a situation wherein Dr. Firestone, there's a man or there's a woman who really pushes away or pulls away, makes it clear, however they clarify, that they don't want all this affection and not about that. I'm curious. When children grow up, you were sharing with us a little earlier that there are times when children have right there before them in their own homes between their parents modeled a lack of warmth, a lack of affection, and they don't see the parents sharing it with each other as husband and wife. The parents may not share that warmth, that love, that affection with the children. And I'm curious as to whether children who had that experience of not having warmth, love, and affection shown when they're children, do they still want it when they're adults?
I think on one hand they want it, but they can also be really intolerant of getting it. Partly when we're left wanting as a child, one of the ways that we protect ourselves or that we learn to adapt to that situation where we're not getting it is to act like we don't care. And that adaptation is called avoidant attachment. And what that looks like is a person who learns to act like they don't have too many needs, because then eventually their parents will meet those needs. If they just sort of sit quietly and don't make too much of a fuss, their basic needs will get met. And so what happens in relationships when somebody tries to come toward them or offer them a lot more affection or loving responses than they're used to is they'll usually do something to push it away. They'll engage in some behavior. Sometimes it's really direct, you know, like, stop touching me like that, or you're embarrassing me in public, or, you know, how could you do that, or whatever it might be. And, you know, they really end up pushing away that love, or sometimes they do things to provoke their partner not to feel that way toward them anymore. They sometimes withhold the things that their partner particularly valued about them. You know, maybe they love that we would have those late night talks, you know, with them, or take the walks on the beach. And now, don't have time for that anymore, you know, something that pushes the other person away. And it really is a matter of learning to tolerate that. And partly people who became preoccupied in their childhood. They felt like they had to keep going after a parent to get their needs met and really stay focused on that parent, and who then as adults may look kind of needy in their relationships. And we often think of this as the woman, but believe me, this happens in either sex. Mm-hmm. If you've had that kind of relationship where your parent was intermittently there for you, sometimes they were really there and present, but in other times they acted more out of their own need than out of your need. So maybe your parent gave you a hug because they needed a hug. And when a parent does that, the child gets preoccupied. They get focused, and they're a bit anxious. And that person then goes out in the world looking for a relationship as an adult with that model. And who do they choose? They choose somebody who has that avoidant model, who, you know, thinks the affection is way too much, who complains about their being needy, who pulls back. Because then their adaptation, the way that they dealt with the world of having that focus, really works, because with a partner like that, you kind of do have to go after them. So what happens is that these two will get together, and there may be a lot of chemistry at the beginning, but then there's a lot of anger and resentment for those very things. You know, he never talks to me. She never takes the time to really, you know, make time for us. And then they want way too much for me. I mean, how could this person be so needy? Don't they know, you know, that this is just way too much? You know, so it goes both ways. But it turns out that if you do get into a relationship with somebody who loves and cares about you in a way you may have been longing for your own life, it can actually feel painful to receive that love, and you're likely to push it away. But if you can stick in there and stay in that relationship for the long run, you will actually get better. This is one of the ways we can have what's called earned secure attachment, or to feel better, have a better working model of how to be close to other people, is to get into a relationship with somebody with a healthier style than our own and stay there for a long time. But the problem is, when we've had those kind of styles, we tend to have techniques for pushing the other person away.
And so the person had the parent who would hug, primarily when the parent wanted a hug. The parent wanted to feel affection coming to them more than giving it to someone else, even their own child. The child grows up, and as an adult, they're entering into relationships where basically history will be repeating itself. Is there something, are there some kind of subtle cues that the person is subconsciously picking up on that says to them, hey, this person is just like the parent I had who gave me the kind of affection that was false. This is the person I need to be connected with. Or is it something consciously that they're looking for?
Usually it's more unconscious. Usually it's more, oh, I mean, this is just the person I fell in love with. This is just, they're so amazing. They're so right for me. you know, and at first, like I said, there is that chemistry with that person, and they often become very much a focus for the person. But their defenses fit together. And so your view of yourself as not being all that lovable, so you have to keep going after it, or that view of yourself that you have to protect yourself or people are going to overwhelm you that you learned early on, that other person maintains that belief system for you. And so it feels comfortable. We're comfortable with what's familiar. That doesn't mean it's good for us. It doesn't mean it's what would really help us, but we're comfortable with what's familiar. What we actually have to do is to move outside of our comfort zone, to date somebody outside of our comfort zone. So the same woman I was telling you about who picks people who were pretty unavailable, her husband because of depression, you know, she met somebody who sends her a message every morning, "Hello, beautiful, how are you doing today?" And to her, that's like, ooh, yuck, that's way too much, right? Because she never got that when she was a kid. She has no place for that to go in. In her mind, that is just really odd behavior. But, you know, you want a partner who actually is really going to love you and be able to offer you the love you want and be able to have that, you know, feeling of really adoring the person that you are.
And so does she have mixed emotions about it, or is it all one-sided? It's not a matter of, man, that feels good, but it also feels real icky, or is it all, this doesn't feel right?
Well, at first, her first reaction is, ooh, this is way too much. She was, because of being in therapy and being a little bit more aware, she's kind of like, you know, I know this is actually the kind of person I should be looking for. So she kept the relationship going instead of ending it, which would have been her first response would have been right away when she met this person, you know, this is not the person for me. Even though, you know, she was attracted to him, even though, you know, many things did match, and that's kind of how they found each other, you know, it was like, wait a minute, this is something I really don't, you know, doesn't feel comfortable to me, but I know it's good for me. And so sometimes we have to use our minds to kind of override this early programming and stay in a situation where we could have an opportunity to really actually get our needs met and to feel loved and cared about in a way that would really be fulfilling to us. And also where we can express our love and caring feelings toward the other person, you know, where we can really feel like a loving person. Because I think one of the things that feels the best to us, you know, we all think we want love directed toward us, but actually what really feels good is to feel our loving feelings towards somebody else.
Wow.
And when we get in a relationship with somebody who draws that out of us, where we feel loving, that's wonderful.
That is wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, can you just imagine the sense of fulfillment that you experience as a result of giving your love to someone else? Dr. Firestone and I will be right back.